بن عمر بن كعب بن سعد بن تيم بن مرة بن كعب بن لؤي بن غالب القرشي التيمي رضي الله تعالى عنه وهو وأبوه وأمه صحابة رضي الله عنهم أجمعين. قال: نظرت إلى أقدام المشركين ونحن في الغار وهم على رؤوسنا، فقلت: يا رسول الله، لو أن أحدهم نظر تحت قدميه لأبصرنا. فقال: ما ظنك يا أبا بكر باثنين الله ثالثهما؟ متفق عليه. This hadith is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Siddiq was his title. His real name was Abdullah, and he was the son of Abu Quhafa. And Abu Quhafa's name was Uthman. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, and both his parents were Sahaba. So he had a great fortune of himself being a Sahabi and both his parents being Sahaba. So he says regarding when he made hijrat from Makkah to Medina in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and when they sought refuge in the cave of Thawr, whilst they were in the cave, suddenly when the enemy were pursuing them, and the enemy had reached right at the entrance of the cave. So the cave, they were inside the cave, both of them, Rasulullah and Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, and the enemy came from above. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, he observed and he said, نَظَرْتُ إِلَىٰ أَقْدَامِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, I saw the feet of the mushrikeen, those from the Quraysh who were pursuing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they were searching for him. He says, they came right till the entrance of the cave, وَنَحْنُ فِي الْغَارِ, we were inside the cave, and I could see the feet of these mushrikeen just outside, وَهُمْ عَلَىٰ رُؤُوسِنَا, and they were hovering above us. فَقُتُ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, I said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if any one of them just has to look beneath his feet, he will spot us, he will see us. We were so close. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consoled him. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu became very, very afraid that just now they will enter the cave, or somebody will just look just beneath his feet, and he'll see us, and they will come in and they will attack us and they will kill us. Obviously, he was more worried about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam than his own. Rasulullah then consoled him and says, "Ma dhannuka ya Aba Bakr wa Abu Bakr? What is your feeling, or what misgivings you have, O Abu Bakr, regarding those two people whom Allah is the third? We are the two." Allah Ta'ala mentioned the Quran, "Thani yathnain idhuma fil ghar." إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. The same thing is mentioned in the ayat of the Quran where Abu Bakr and Rasulullah s.a.w. are in the cave. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr r.a. is afraid. Rasulullah tells him, لَا تَخَفْ, don't be afraid, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا, really Allah is with us. So the same thing here, Rasulullah tells him, oh Abu Bakr, what are you afraid of when the two of us have Allah with us? Allah is the third person with us. In other words, Rasulullah had that type of tawakkul and yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness, and Allah is going to protect them. Because it was the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make hijrat from Makkah to Medina. And Rasulullah knew that Allah ta'ala will protect them. So in this particular hadith, Rasulullah is then consoling and giving hope to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala to have firm reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to have yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some commentators have mentioned when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu asked us that if they entered from here, what is going to happen to us? How will we escape? Rasulullah showed him the other side of the cave. We'll escape from there. In reality, there was no opening for them to escape. But Rasulullah had this conviction in Allah that if they have to come in, Allah will make a way for them to exit. عن أم المؤمنين أم سلمة واسمها هند بنت أبي أمية حذيفة المخزومية رضي الله تعالى عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا خرج من بيته قال بسم الله توكلت على الله اللهم إني أعوذ بك من أن أضل اللهم إني أعوذ بك أن أضل أو أضل أو أزل أو زل أو أظلم أو أظلم أو أجهل أو يجهل علي. حديث صحيح. This is one of the du'as that Rasulullah used to make when he should leave home. And the next hadith also is a more simplified du'a. So Rasulullah would make this du'a when he would come out from his house. He would say, Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah. I take the name of Allah and I have firm trust and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he would say, "O Allah, I seek your protection that I misguide, an adilla, that I am astray. O Allah, I seek your refuge from going astray, from going on dalala. Aw udalla, or somebody else leads me astray. So I do not want to be astray, and don't make me in the company of such a person who lead me astray. Ya Allah, I want to be on the straight path, on sirat mustaqim, on hidayat." So this is a beautiful dua. Wallah, don't make me go astray, and don't let somebody else lead me astray. O azilla aw uzalla. Wallah, don't make me blunder and slip in my deen, in my work, and don't make somebody else make me slip. In other words, I do not want to do anything contradicting to Sharia. I don't want to do anything that will make me slip, blunder, and cause humiliation, embarrassment to myself. So Allah, protect me from slipping, making any blunder, any error, and don't make anybody else put me into any error. أَوْ أَظْلِمَ أَوْ أُظْلَمَ. O Allah, do not make me oppress any person today. And don't let me be oppressed. What a beautiful dua. O Allah, don't make me be astray. Don't let somebody else lead me astray. O Allah, don't make me slip. Don't make somebody make me slip. O Allah, don't make me oppress any person. Don't let me be oppressed in my work, in my dunya. And O Allah, do not make me become ignorant of the rights that you have over me and the rights of people over me. O Allah, don't make me become ignorant of Sharia. Don't make me become ignorant of what is expected of me. And don't let others ignore me. Don't let others ignore my right. أَوْ أَجْهَلَ أَوْ يُجْهَلَ عَلَيْنَا. So this is a simple dua we should try and learn. But the next one is a very simple dua, inshallah, for us to learn today. Where Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu narrates, and Anas radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man qala ya'ni idha kharaja min baytihi bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Whoever says bismillahi in the name of Allah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, I place my firm reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah, and there is no turning away from any sin, and there is no strength from doing any good except through the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Three simple sentences. Bismillah, we all know. Tawakkaltu ala Allah, I have firm reliance upon Allah. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah, there is no strength to refrain from evil or to do any good except with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except with the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever reads this dua, and this must make it a habit every single time we emerge from our homes, read this dua and see what is the benefit. يُقَالُ لَهُ, it will be said to him. So Allah deputes an angel, and the angel says to this person, what is he saying? هُدِيتَ, you have been guided for the entire day today. Allah will guide you. Hidayat is written for you. وَكُفِيتَ, and all your work has been sufficed. Whatever problems you have, whatever difficulties you have, whatever tasks you have for the day, Allah will suffice you. Allah is becoming yours. Tawakkul upon Allah. Reliance upon Allah. Have yaqeen Allah. And then the angel says, Wuqita, you have been protected. Now imagine, you read this dua, and we must have yaqeen in the words of Rasulullah SAW. Number one, Hudita, you've been guided. Number two, Kufita, you have been sufficed. All your work, Allah will be sufficient for you. And Wuqita, you have been protected. Watanaha anhu shaitan. Shaitan then moves away from such a person. And in another, this is mentioned Abu Dawood, in another hadith, يقول يعني شيطان شيطان آخر, this shaitan tells another shaitan, كيف لك برجل قد هدية وكفية ووقية. What chance do you have with such a person who has been guided, he's been sufficed, and he's been protected? There's no chance of now us leading him astray. So inshallah, we read this dua, especially with the crime rate that's happening in our country and many places. And we all need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance in our work. So we need the protection, we need hidayat, we need guidance. Simple, bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Read it ourselves, make our wives read it, our children read it. Inshallah, we'll enjoy the benefits of this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala give us amal to make tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.